4 o'clock. Good to have you with us. If you're looking for Red Wing conversation, Odyssey.com. Rewind. I have a Tigers power stat and a simple question. Who is most responsible for this? Not solely, but most. Or what is the reason for this? Now, we're going to start by having some fun. The stat is this, Rico. I have taken the last 162 games in the AL Central.
Okay.
And I have the record for each of these teams because I like to back things up. Now, yesterday I said this, and some Tiger fans on Ticket Text, because they're constantly aggrieved. What do you mean it's the worst division in baseball? It's a garbage division, guys. You're a really good team in a really bad division. Both things can be true. And I've said this is the four other teams have unserious ownership to downright cheap owners to downright awful owners, Jerry Reinsdorf. The point is, Twins, White Sox, Guardians, Royals, now we'll get to the Tigers. Last 162 games from June of last year through today. Okay?
Okay.
What do you think the White Sox record is in that time frame?
It's
just guess the amount of wins in 162 games.
I'll go 65.
Rico says 65. David?
I was going 62.
62. Kenny?
58.
Try 47 and 115. Okay. The Twins. Now we all remember they were good until they couldn't win a game. Full collapse. They're absolute hot toilet this year as well. Outside of a weird 13-game win streak. Toilet.
So from last June.
162-game sample size. How many wins for the Twins? David.
75.
We're going to stop right there because David just nailed it. 75 and 87.
Okay.
Also, toilet water. The Cleveland Guardians since last June.
77.
David, Kenny.
65.
David.
68.
Rico's the closest. 79 and 83.
Okay.
Also under 500. Also a dirt cheap owner. Royals. The Royals.
70.
David.
75.
Kenny.
71.
80 and 82. So not only this season are all four teams in your division under 500, they've been under 500 since last June. This is a garbage division. It's not your problem because you beat everybody. But when I said what I said it for a reason. It's true. Now the Tigers, last 162 games, how many wins?
Because it's up on the board, I'm going to go 91.
Okay.
92.
No, 85.
I like how you made Kenny sound like an idiot. That's amazing. David.
I'll go 89.
All of you are way off.
Whoa.
The Detroit Tigers in their last 162 ball games are 162. The Detroit Tigers, their last full season of baseball split between 2 years, are 38 games over 500. The magic of last year into the magic of this year.
Wow.
Yes. Now, there's a reason I'm bringing this up. The Tigers being 162. 100 wins, 62 losses. Who or what is most responsible for that?
That's a good question, Mike.
I do try. It's not old drowning whistles. I'm asking. And I have answers, but I don't want to take them from the people. It can be person or thing who or what is most responsible for this incredible record.
I'm going to go with the manager. I'm going to go with AJ Hinch. I'm going to say that because the way he has manipulated last year, it was the pitching staff and the bullpen and everything that he did. This year, it's the everyday lineup and pinch hitting and all types of things. It's a little bit of the chaos every day, except with days that Scooble goes out and pitches. It's AJ for all of the 4 out of every 5 starts. I'm going to say AJ.
AJ Hinch. And I don't think anyone could yell at you and say, wrong, ridiculous.
I mean, he's I mean, he is really doing his job in managing this team. Sure. Every pitch, every at bat, everything that he does, it just seems to work most of the time.
Squeezing every ounce of production out of what he's given. Yeah. Okay, you say A.J. Hinch. Kenny, you look poised to speak. Go ahead.
I was until I realized that me and Rico continue to be best friends because
hey!
I also was going to say A.J. Hinch primarily because, hey, you can only play who's on your schedule and the division stinks. And if you want to say that's part of the reason why the Tigers have been so good, it's valid because they are very bad in that division that is very bad. But the ability of Hinch to put hitters and fielders in the right position and pitch in chaos all at the same time, lineup flexibility, he utilizes it like nobody else. He does a great job with that. And I think that's largely the reason why the Tigers are always in a position where they can beat anybody on their schedule.
Okay, two votes for Hinch. David.
I don't want to come off as being negative when I answer this question, which is why I wanted these two to answer
before
me. That's
a hell of a setup right there.
But I'm not saying.
How can you be negative about being 38 games over 500?
I'm not saying the Tigers aren't good. I'm not saying that AJ hasn't done a great job. Scott Harris hasn't done a great job. But this division is horrid. I have to. It's the division. It's because the division is so bad, they are able to pad their victories so much. This division is awful. So I'm saying it's the division's fault and the reason why they're 162. They're a good team.
I had two answers. And I look, one of them, it's murkier. But look, one of them was Scott Harris. Because one of the things that is most impactful that Scott Harris has been able to do is fix the things behind the curtain. And that is player development. It is the coaching from single A all the way up through the organization. The Tigers, for my entire adult life, had the arguably the worst, maybe outside of the Colorado Rockies, the worst player development in baseball. That has been fixed. And Scott Harris, A.J. Hinch, it's going to be hard to, I'm not trying to beat your argument, but I looked at it a different way, which was like, look at the pieces that Harris has given Hinch. And Hinch plays them in a particular manner, but Harris has seen things in players that we don't see. And a lot of these nobodies continue to become somebodies. You know, Jamai Jones, do I give Hinch credit for that when a guy comes up and hits like Ted Williams? I don't know. I feel like that's Scott Harris. Or whether it's face of the franchise, Matt Vierling, and what he brought to the team last year, all the way to the Ibanez usage. And look, the truth is it's probably both.
I was about to say, Mike, I think it can be both in a different sport, but it's like the Ben Johnson, Jared Goff. They needed each other. And together, they flourish.
Yes, 100%. The other one was the Skubal stat. If you really think about Skubal, like his last 12 starts, they're 11-1. If I take the aggregate of Skubal starting over the last 162 games, they're probably 20-plus games over 500. Based on him. Him.
Right.
One human. Now, we said it's a multitude of factors. It's going to be Hinch. It's going to be Harris. Skubal, but you could, and I'm not telling you to, and I'm not demanding it. I'm just saying you could say the reason they're capable of this, they never have any long losing streaks. Why? Skubal. Mm-hmm. They, God forbid they get out to a bad start in a series, you know you won't get swept. Skubal. Oh, the series is split. Skubal. It's a series win. Knowing you're sending out the best arm in baseball every effing day. Rico, I kind of went, wow, maybe Skubal, if, remember, not solely, who's most responsible? If they're 36 over 500, 38 in total, and they're 20 plus over 500 in his starts, he technically could be most responsible.
I'm going to say no on Skubal because he's only out there once every four or five starts. So what about the other times? And Mike, as great as he is on the mound, they still got to score runs, and that's where AJ comes in with the lineup that he has. And who's going to go out there? Who's going to be the gym class hero today to hit the two-run bomb that Skubal wins the game 2-0? Who's going to be that guy? So I get what you're saying.
I know.
But the fact that it's once every four or five starts, can't give it to him.
Just when he's the pitcher of note the last 2 years. Forget about no decisions they go on to win. What do you think their record is in his 34 starts in the last year and a half?
I'll go 22-5.
Try 28-6. And that doesn't include if he leaves the game tied at one or scoreless. Rico, I'm telling you, the Scooble thing is a thing.
It's a thing.
It doesn't have to be the biggest thing.
It's a thing.
Okay. People, where do you sit on this? Where do you stand?
Good stats.
Just something I wanted to... Look, you know the deal. You and I are simpatico on this. I can't do what other people do. Oh, my God, we shared Scooble with the world last night. 248. I can't do shows like that. I like to talk about the team. And they're 162 over the last 162 games. So 38 over 500. Everybody in your division's under 500. Not only this year, but in that time span. Is it the division? Is it Scooble? Is it Scott Harris and the behind-the-curtain work? Or is it A.J. Hinch, the maestro, the guy, the conductor, pulling all the strings, making all the moves? Right. Who is most responsible for this remarkable sample size?
Yeah, and the reason why I say Hinch... I mean, if you take it, hey, Scott Harris goes and buys all the groceries, but Hinch knows how to add the spices. He knows how to make this thing work and taste great.
248-539-9797.